Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course my wife and I own Learburg. Most of the questions that I do come into our Ask Cindy portal on the front of learburg.com. This question came to Facebook, and I chose to use it. Normally, when people ask questions like this, we direct them to the Ask Cindy portal, and the reason for that is we record them in our database so that if we answer somebody's question and we need more information, we can go back to them and say, hey, tell me this, this, or this. Or if that person comes back next day, next week, next year, we can pull that person's questions up and see what we talked to them about back then and then go on from there. So it's a better idea to go to through the Ask Cindy, but this is a good one. I love detector work. I did it for 10 years on a drug task force. So this is a question. I have a training question on my detector dog. This past weekend, we were with our narcotics detection teams, and one of the handlers has taught his canine to bark in addition to his normal indication when that dog found fentanyl. Fentanyl is the only drug he barks for. I have a single-purpose narcotics dog, so he's never been taught to bark on command. And honestly, I have no idea how to teach that. Can you help me? So here's our position on this. I talked to my friend Kevin Cialdo. Kevin and I have done an excellent narcotics detection training course, online course. We sell a lot of them. We don't get any problems with this course. Kevin and I have met each other in, I think, 1982, and we've been good friends ever since. There are not very many people in this country that have the kind of experience in training law enforcement canine officers. Kevin has a school in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's a retired canine officer with 25 years on the force, but he holds schools with an average of 10 to 20 handlers several times a year, where Kevin trains the handler and helps the handlers train their dog. And he's been doing it now, and I think there's 6-week courses, and I think he's on his 71st or 72nd course. Think of that, how much experience that is. 6 weeks times 71 or two courses, plus 25 years of experience. There's a lot of experience there. But Kevin and I talked about this, and we both think that what's probably happening with this dog that's only doing it with fentanyl is there's a Clever Hans effect. And I'm not going to go into Clever Hans and what it is right now. You can look it up on YouTube, you can look it up on Google. But odds are, that's what's going on here. Now, let's talk about barking on an indication for a narcotics dog. It's probably not a good idea. Dogs that bark for a part of their indication are not as accurate at pointing out where the actual find is. They usually hang back and bark, and then if you don't know where it is and you don't know what he's barking about, it's not that good of an idea. So I think to simplify this whole thing down, we would not recommend this handler training a dog to bark when he finds the narcotics or when he finds an explosive, or even with civilian scent work people when their dog finds a find. It's just not a good idea. And if you don't know whether there's a Clever Hans effect going on, do a double blind search. What is that? That means we go into an area where we're going to use for training and we have someone take the find, whether it's a bomb or whether it's a narcotics, and hide it in the room someplace. And then the handler has no idea where he is, where that's hidden. He's not even there. The person that hides it leaves the room. He's not in the room when that dog is searching. That's when you find out whether a dog really is. A dog that finds a location there can't be using a Clever Hans approach to finding the solutions to what he's supposed to do. So at the end of this video, I'm going to put a link here for the course that Kevin and I produced. And we'll also put it down underneath the video in the YouTube so you can see it there.